I am so excited to be back as your host, Cassidy Arbelli of the Unburden Your Business podcast, where we talk about business, life, and everything in between with amazing weekly topics that are really going to help you get on your business game and give you the life that you really want. So, knowing that your time is super precious, let's dive into today's episode. I'm so excited to be back. Welcome to season two. This week's podcast actually came from working with clients constantly and strategizing about their business and really finding that one of the biggest hurdles that they have to go through is learning how to stop overthinking or overcomplicating the way business works and how their business needs to be run to be successful. The thing is that business is not easy. By any means, it takes effort, but business is very simple. And when we begin to overthink and overcomplicate things, it actually just gets us stuck and it gets us overwhelmed. And usually you overcomplicate things that you don't understand, which if you are in the beginning stages of your business or have never had business experience, it is very likely that you're doing that because you aren't sure about what needs to happen next. And you begin to analyze every step because you think that's going to give you a sense of security. But what it actually does is creates procrastination and or feeds your fear of failure. You tend to make yourself think that it has to be complicated, because if it wasn't complicated, then why are you not already successful, or why is it not easier, or why do a lot of people not find success if it is that simple? And these are some of the reasons why sometimes businesses actually don't succeed, because it's not that they couldn't do the things that needed to be done. They were just making them overcomplicated when it doesn't need to be. And I say this often, all the time, whether you're doing this with your branding message, with your goals and your vision, with your processes, or how you communicate with your team, or how you communicate with your clients, things like that. But I always talk about how when you confuse, you lose. The more confusing and the more complicated something is, the harder it is for other people to grasp onto the concept or the idea or the task or the thing that needs to get done. And if they can't grasp it or they can't take action on it because it's too confusing, then you lose them and you start to lose in your business as well. So asking yourself certain questions about, are your processes overcomplicated? Are the way that you're conducting business or the way you think about making decisions or taking action or all of that, are you in the sense or in the process of getting to a point where you're in paralysis by analysis? There is a reason there is that phrase, paralysis by analysis, and that's because you start to analyze things and you overanalyze them to the point where you become paralyzed because you're so lost, you're so confused, you're so clouded, you're so overwhelmed that you almost feel like you are in a paralysis state. And the thing is that only kills your results. And you need the results to generate the revenue, to create the profits, to be able to scale your business. And if you can't do that, that is when business begin to fail. And as an entrepreneur, you find yourself miserable. You find yourself wasting time. You find yourself stuck in worry and anxiety, maybe even depression, because you are not able to get to the levels that you want to get. And you're not understanding why this is happening. And I notice this in some of my clients, because we will talk about intention and then we add in strategy and then we expect them to take action, which will actually equal success. So I always say intention plus strategy plus action will equal success. But when we start going into the intentionality and the strategy of things, they will want to ask so many questions that are literally irrelevant to the things that we're talking about, or they start creating these scenarios in their head about what if this went wrong and what if this happened and you know, all of these different things, right? And it begins to make everything really complex that they almost forget the initial topic or the initial thing that we were working on. And now it's just overwhelming and they don't know how to take action and they are literally paralyzed or stuck from taking that step or moving forward. And if you can learn as a business owner how to take something that might feel complex or maybe even is a little bit complex, remember, I have a business in the insurance industry. 99% of people that come start working for me and or who are my clients, no matter how many insurance policies they've had in their life or they've needed, they still don't understand how insurance works. And so insurance can tend to be a complicated concept to grasp, especially when it's something that's intangible and it's not something you can touch or feel and really see the results of usually. So we as professionals need to take something that can be very complex and simplify it. And I think that the better you are at practicing that and doing those things, you will be better at slowly stopping to overcomplicate things for no reason when it's not necessary, because you realize how difficult it can be sometimes to take something complex and simplify it. Now, when you have a business, I want you to think of it this way, and just to kind of change your perspective a little bit, and we're going to talk about this for a second, is that 80% of businesses fail within the first 5 years. That is not a shocker. That is not new information. Most of us know this. However, 94% of franchises actually survive in the first 5 years. And the reason why is because franchises have to create simple, repeatable processes for each location that anybody who comes in to purchase and open a franchise can take the key, open the door, and start running business right away. And in that sense, it lets you understand how important simple, repeatable processes in your business. And I know I preach processes all the time. It is not always as easy to understand how to do those, but I do have different podcasts on that. And I constantly do trainings about it. But when you can create simple, repeatable processes in your business, you shouldn't have to make things overcomplicated. You should be able to break those down, keep them simple. I always talk about the 80-20 rule of making sure that in your processes, you have the 20% of activities and things that need to be in your process that are going to make 80% of your revenue or be able to encompass 80% of your key performance indicators or your income producing activities, which is the most important things, right? So the 20% of stuff you have to do in your business that brings you 80% of your revenue or generates that is what your processes should be created of, because we don't want 100% of the stuff to overcomplicate and overthink things. We want to keep it simple. Now, when you overthink or when you're overcomplicating something, you're actually creating unnecessary brain activity. And when your brain is unnecessarily burning calories to try to understand and go through all the information coming in and out, and the information and the questions and the anxiety and the what ifs and the scenarios that you're creating in your brain, and burning those calories actually create a lot of clouded judgment and also get you to a point of overwhelm, which then gets you stuck and then gets you into paralysis where you're not taking action. And not taking action in your business and not executing is the number one thing that's going to get you to shut your doors. That's going to get you to go out of business. That's going to stop you from being able to scale and grow and see results. So, like always, I try to get you some tactical tips that are going to help you in this scenario when you are trying to see if you can overcome some of these overthinking and overcomplicating habits that you might have. So the first thing that I want you to do is I want you to identify as much as you can and becoming aware of what your thought patterns are when you start spiraling into that overcomplicating or overthinking or overwhelm feeling where your brain activity is beginning to increase and you know that this is not healthy and this is not actually getting you anywhere. The recurring thoughts that you have in your mind about all the things that could go wrong. When you start to fall into that pattern, I want you to become aware, and I want you to think about what triggered this. What am I constantly saying to myself? What is that reoccurring thought pattern that I have? And I want you to write it down. I want you to identify what that is. Once you've been able to become a little bit more aware, then we can go on to the next step. Now, before that, I want you to understand too that the reoccurring thoughts that you have about things going wrong are usually very deeply related to some type of limiting belief that you have, that you've been telling yourself. And sometimes that's unconscious limiting beliefs that you have to bring to the surface and understand what those are and be aware of those so that you can stop those. And they're also deeply related to some type of story that you have been telling yourself. Maybe it's something somebody told you once and you kind of adapted to it, or you embraced it, and you continued to let that be your story. But these are things that will create the reoccurring thoughts that are usually deeply related to some type of limiting belief or story that you tell yourself. So the second thing that you need to do once you are aware of that thought pattern is to learn to manage the story. And ask yourself, as you are seeing yourself and feeling yourself and becoming aware of the story you're telling yourself, is this a story that is empowering me to move forward and take action? Or is this something that is holding me back? And you have, at that point, to have a new story ready so that you can retrain your brain. So when you start telling yourself these now conscious limiting beliefs and these stories that are holding you back, you must have an empowering and positive new story to tell yourself so you can retrain your brain. So for an example, when you might think to yourself that you feel like you're being an imposter, or who are you to maybe call yourself a professional, or different things like that. The new story needs to be, I have this experience, I have this education, I have these results from my clients, I have been able to do and accomplish this, that, and this, right? So this is the new story that you're telling yourself every time you catch yourself trying to go back into those reoccurring thought patterns. The third thing is, you've got to give yourself permission and work harder at letting go. Let go of the things and the mistakes that you made in your past, where maybe now these thought patterns come up and these stories have been embedded in you because of some mistakes or some decisions you've made in your past. And I want you to not allow your past mistakes to control your future, because they don't have to. The only person that controls your future is you. And if you can change the way that your mind starts to overthink or overcomplicate things, then we are already in a better position to make better decisions, take action, and feel empowered no matter what that fear of failure might come up with. The fourth thing is, and this is probably the hardest part for everyone, but the fourth thing is to try to understand what the root causes of your overthinking is coming from. I need you to dig deeper in that sense, whether that comes with journaling, whether that's to seek professional help, whether that's to find the best friend that can be the sounding board, whether that's to find the mentor, consultant, coach, or someone who can maybe dig deeper a little bit on helping you overcome the overcomplicating and overthinking, and maybe lay a path out for you, maybe give you some type of framework, maybe teach you some business skills and acumen that is going to help you get rid of the cloudiness and give you some type of path to take so that you can start taking baby steps forward and take action and realize that your overthinking and overcomplicating is actually what is hindering you. So I definitely want you to dig a little bit deeper and find that root cause. And number five, start becoming someone who, when you begin to overcomplicate or overthink or spiral down into those reoccurring thoughts that are not serving you and that are limiting you, I want you instead to be someone who thinks to themselves, how can I solve this problem? What is a solution I can come up with? Even if they're absolutely ridiculous, I want you to write them down. Just brain dump as many solution-based ideas that you might have. And I want you to also constantly ask yourself, okay, what part of this can I control and what solutions can I come up for this? Most of the time, the biggest thing that you can control is your emotions, not allowing your mind to go off into la la land with, you know, overwhelming thoughts and what ifs. And when you become someone who can be focused on solutions and you can start thinking in that pattern instead, you're going to start getting some great suggestions from your own brain and from yourself to help you take some action. Action will always get you to a point of overcoming fear and overcoming failure. Another wonderful exercise, just lastly to leave you with, is something that I learned a long time ago. It's called a question burst. And the way you do a question burst is to get to a point where you feel yourself spiraling or starting to overthink. And I want you to actually sit down and set a timer for a few minutes and just write down all the questions that you have. These could be the what if questions. These could be questioning your fear, questioning why you haven't taken action, questioning why you're feeling a certain way, questioning what is it that you're feeling, and just write down as many questions as possible. After you see all these questions that you've jotted down, I want you then to really unpack those questions. Take a look at them and analyze them without overthinking, right? Because I don't want you to go down that pattern again, but I want you to take a look at them. And I want you to look to see if there is some type of common theme that you notice in these questions. And when you can, again, become more aware, this will help you with the step number one of identifying some thought patterns and some of those reoccurring thoughts that you might have. And then you can continue to go down the list of the things we've talked about to really retrain your brain and retrain yourself to go from someone who is an overthinker and overcomplicator to someone who is focused on solutions, focused on abundance and stories that are empowering you and allowing yourself to let go of the past and really make sure that your future is controlled in a positive, simple way. Because like I said, business is simple. Doesn't mean it's easy, but when you overcomplicate it, you're making it so much harder than it needs to be. I hope you loved this episode. If you are someone who is an overthinker or someone who loves to overanalyze things, I understand and you are not alone. Please reach out to me. Let me know your story. I'd love to be someone to help you on your journey. You can find me at Unburden Your Business on Instagram and on Facebook. And thank you so much for listening. As always, I'd love to ask if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends, family, loved ones, your audiences. And if you could subscribe or leave a review, I would greatly appreciate it. It gives me so much more energy and reinforces just me showing up every week to give you all the goods and really help you out with anything that I possibly can. So thanks so much for hanging out, and I will see you next week.